Hello, everyone. This is Turk Akbay. I'm the founder of Subliminal Coaching, Cheerful Ventures, Distinctive Results, quite a few different things. I'm hired by Larry Goins for these ASAP calls. These calls, ASAP, as in Advanced Success Accountability Program, is designed for inner circles. So if you shared your phone number with somebody else, that's a no-no. If you're not one of the inner circle people and you're kind of piggybacking on someone, remember karma rules. You probably, if you enjoy these things, you probably want to upgrade to inner circle. These calls are designed for Larry hired me. There's no sales call on this. He hired me to help you. He wants to take pride in your success. And so these ASAP calls are first and third Monday of each month at 9 a.m. This is our second one in the month of June. Of course, the next one will be 3rd of July. Tonight's topic is time management. I call it time management for 21st century. And the reason that I'm saying that is most of us who are, I'm assuming that you are relatively adults to being a real estate investor and having invested your time and energy, you may remember the old school of time management techniques who kind of became obsolete once we become an absolutely connected society. So before we manage anything or something, it is best to know what it is that we're managing. And of course, what's the best way to manage whatever we're trying to manage, right? That's both effective and efficient way to deal with these things. So, what is time? So, when I ask a general question like this, what is time? Usually, we get like answers along these lines. You know, there's a 60 minutes in an hour, the 24 hours in a day, the 7 days a week, and then 365 to 366 days in a year. We usually call that time. Or at least our time. However, those are actually simple measurements and labels we agreed upon. They don't necessarily define what time is, because time is a continuum. For example, do you know what day of the week is the highest number of heart attacks in the United States? It's Monday. Can you guess the times or when most heart attacks happen? Between 5 and 10 a.m. So as you can see, the pattern is when people are trying to go to work, right? Usually on Mondays. But there are two exceptions to this heart attack phenomenon, which was kind of mind-boggling. It's Labor Day and Memorial Day. So if you don't like what you do, you're likely to die on Monday right before going to work. Essentially checking out. Now, the interesting thing is I'm looking at two of my dogs here. They're kind of staring at me. They don't know what day it is, right? Or they don't know what time it is. They're always living in the now, living in the now, so they don't have plans for tomorrow or next day. So what is time then, right? Because you can imagine, right? 1 minute when you're in pain is an eternity. When you're having fun, is nothing. So who's to say how long is 1 minute? So I think we can all agree, really, time is a personal thing. It's a personal experience. And therefore, time management is personal life management. And this is a skill. It can be learned. And you can get better by using it and utilizing the techniques and tools that we're going to cover today. And don't make a mistake of calling yourself as a bad time manager, because there's no such thing. When someone says, I'm a bad time, I manage my time badly, they just mean they don't know how to prioritize. But we'll get to all those things. But time management skill is an ingredient shared by all leaders. So if you look at the leaders and successful people, and by successful I don't mean rich, you certainly can use financial gains as one level of success, but when I refer to success, I mean as a more whole, including financial abundance, but more than just that. When you study people who are good at what they do, or when you study people who are successful, one thing that you notice that they manage their time, meaning they manage their lives well. So again, time management is a skill and it can be learned. I used to be horrible at it. I consider myself a lot better at it today. But why do we even want to manage time? Because sometimes people want to do more, right? You're trying to free up some time. Or you could be to be more free. So you want to have more free time rather than to do more. And of course, one of the key desires for time management is also to earn more money with doing less. Of course, as real estate investors, that should hit home with you guys. In the old days, I don't remember how long ago, but there was a really nice gimmicky saying. It says, time is money, time is money, time is money. I don't know if you remember that, but I do. But I realize time really is not money, but money is time, meaning income, money, buys you freedom to do what you want, meaning money gets you free time, right? Your time is more valuable than money because your time is an earning potential for you that you can do more and more and more, right? And when you don't have time, you just don't have it. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of days ago, getting ready for this time management. So I was talking to him. Laughing is not the right word, but we were kind of thinking in terms of Steve Jobs, which is kind of a hero to both of us. And we're just talking about how awesome he was and how much wisdom and foresight he had and all those things that he was able to create, and an iPod and an iPad and all these things. And he was really kind of a brutal leader, and he died. So made all that money, you know, billions maybe, created all these beautiful things. But if you have an iPhone 7, I can promise you Steve Jobs does not have one because he's dead. So time management is really kind of controlling today or your life now, not sometime in the future. When most people approach me saying about time management, what they usually mean is this: I am busy doing unimportant things while running out of time to do the important things. So time management, or what triggers, hey, I need to do more, manage my time better, what people are saying is, I was doing some other stuff that got my attention, I got busy doing, and then boom, my day is over, and now I haven't gotten to important things. So that's about prioritizing, right? But let's talk about, since you guys are investors, why it's important to really be a better manager of your time as a real estate investor. So, of course, you want to be rich. That's why we get into the real estate. And we all agree, I think, when you do real estate, is a passive income is a way to really reach that goal where we don't have to sell our hours for dollars. That's the reason why I get into the real estate, because I like getting checks on the first of the month, even if I'm not doing anything. But to be, again, I'm sometimes stickler about these verbiage, and the reason of that is because English is my second language, and so I had to learn every word that I'm using. So it's kind of important for me to know when I'm kind of going for a goal, what it means. One thing that I used to think in the old days when I was first starting up is being rich meant being like Elon Musk or Richard Branson or Mark Cuban. So my vision of rich was those people, billionaires. Now, when I define, when I start thinking about it in terms of rich, I redefine the word to this. Rich, for me, this is my explanation, my interpretation. Rich means I have enough money to survive a year of zero income. So if all my business is belly up, something happens or whatever, you know, I broke my leg or whatever, that for 1 year that I have no income coming my way, can I still survive? And to me, that's being rich. And when I say survive, I really mean thrive, but I think you understand that. Wealthy, on the other hand, is a person who makes money or increase their net worth no matter what happens. So remember, on one of them, on the rich, I'm surviving for a year. On wealthy, it really doesn't matter what's happening. My net worth is growing. At the time, full disclosure, I am rich, but I am not wealthy. So again, but what happened is now I'm able to enjoy some time and kind of relax and have some satisfaction in the process of getting to where I want to go. So you want to remember, why do you want to be rich? Of course, we all want to be free. We want that time. And passive income is we don't want to trade hours for dollars. And that's the reason when I say time is your most valuable resource. That's what I mean. It is really more valuable than cash because you can generate more income with your free time if you have it. So one of the things is when I started studying the people who are successful is, and I also study people who are not successful, right, to be able to kind of being able to figure out what's the difference, what needs to be hedged. And what I realize is how we categorize and view our chunks of time matters. So what's a chunk of time? The way that I look at it, remember that time is a continuum. There's no such thing as, except what we call it. I like to think, let me explain it this way. So if you view your life, if you view your life as like this, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. See, you're putting chunks of time. You're saying there's paycheck, and then there's not a paycheck. So it's like a two big blobs of time. Sometimes when I know people who work in the corporate world, they view their life like this, weekdays and weekends. Right? So they're bundling up all those 5 24-hour days into a single time slot that's called weekdays. And then 2 days is considered weekends. Now, people who are successful, people who are earning large amounts of income, they think in their times in terms of an hour or 30 minutes chunks. What I mean by that is if you're calling your Monday a Monday, and if I call my day Monday 9 a.m., Monday 10:30, Monday noon, Monday 1:30, Monday 3, Monday 6, you see how many different chunks I have, and I can put things into those chunks of time. So it's really important for you to really kind of start dividing your day into certain chunks to give you some breaks between those things, because we are in a constantly plugged in and on the go, 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 24/7, no time to unplug system. So if you stop, or if you don't consciously stop and protect your own time, I promise you, internet will not protect your time. It just happens. So one of the really key ingredients, and we're about to start, I'm going to explain you some of the questions and tools. Oh, before we go, let me explain to you how I categorize my time and life. Again, these are only suggestions. You should do what works for you. So the way that I look at my days, weeks, months, and all, so there is a segment of thing called my time. That's the time for Turk, my inner being, myself. That's usually when I meditate and things like that. I'm not a father. I'm not a husband. I'm not a brother. I'm not an employer. It's just my time. I'm essentially filling up myself so when the rest of the world starts coming at me, that I have something to give. Excuse me. Another category, how I look at my time is my vacation. My vacations are sacred times because I work really hard and vacations are really important. So they're on the calendar. They're actually scheduled. I do take 2 vacations a year or more. One of them is coming in 2 weeks. So I'll be gone for a month. I have a category called learning time. So this is the stuff that I want to learn things. Yeah, sometimes it's the same skill set. I'm getting better. Like what you're doing right now, this would be essentially your learning chunk. And new skills and things like that. Whenever I want to learn something, it fits into that category. And then I have earning. That's how I make my money. So whether from the businesses and different things, and this is my time of earning money. So essentially, if I'm in one of these time zones, chunks, that I don't allow other things to interfere, right? I have family time. This is my time to be with my family, being a good husband for my wife, being a good brother to my brother and sister, and being a good son to my family, all that stuff. Again, these are the things that's how I view. I have a work category. This is the stuff when I do work. Now, earning money and working are different things sometimes, because you can be doing a lot of work and not earning money. And we all know from the passive income, you can earn money without really doing labor work. So this is just the kind of how I view my categories of my time chunks. Again, these are not task lists. I try to carve times for these things. All right? So that brings us to 80-20 rule. I mentioned this in the last meeting. If you do not know 80-20 rule, and I think 28 rule, I think Pareto's law, if you do not know 80-20 rule, please don't call yourself an investor, because you're not. And what I mean by you're not means you don't know how to prioritize things. Now, if you don't know what 80-20 rule is, and if you're looking for what 80-20 rule is now during this call, you are at the bottom 80%. All right. So let's see about some of the questions that I ask about evaluating my time, how I'm doing with my time management. So these are my success questions. You can write these down. It would be helpful. And then kind of look at these questions, and it will trigger your brain into really analyze it, and it will help you. Remember, all these tools and all this stuff is for you to be successful. These are all provided for you to take whatever you want to take from it, whatever works for you, and really maximize your success in all segments of your life, not just money, but being healthy, being happy, being content, and all those things. So these questions are kind of helpful for me as it relates to time management. 1, how much time do I feel free? How much time of my, how much of my time do I feel free? I'm nothing worse than feeling like a slave doing something that you don't want to do. Now, I can certainly do things that I want to do, right? And I would feel free. I don't mind going and cleaning up a toilet if it's going to make me some money. I don't mind doing labor work and all those things. And I could certainly be free while I'm doing those things, right? So that's important. Next one is, how much of my time I'm having fun? This really is important too, because really life is a dead-end street. Literally. Everyone on this call, including myself, we are for sure in a really fast pace, about a minute-per-minute speed going towards death. We're all going to die. So while we're here, why not have fun? right? So I want to think about my how much of my time I'm having fun. Third one is, am I enjoying my work? Now, this is about doing the work, meaning dollars for hours or scraping the floors or whatever that you do for work. How much are you enjoying your work? Remember about that heart attack on Mondays. Those are usually people who are not enjoying their work. No one, well, most people don't have heart attack on their way to vacation. You know what I mean? Another question is, how many hours am I trading for dollars per week? So again, you know, this is about working. So if you're working in a corporate world or, you know, you work for somebody else, even if you're a bird dog or whatever, if you're essentially trading dollars for, I'm sorry, if you're trading hours for dollars, how many of these hours that are spoken for that's actually given to somebody else? And last question that I like to do is, how much do I earn per hour that I trade? So once you think about these five questions, how much of my time do I feel free? How much of my time I'm having fun? Am I enjoying my work? How many hours am I trading for dollars per week? And how much am I earning per hour that I trade? Are going to give you a really nice base. And so now you can start tweaking these, right? So how do we tweak them? Let's talk about the tools of time management. For me, there are some really important, very important and tools that I will not give up. First one, I hope you have something to write with. My top, and I made a list of all these tools for you before the talk today. Number one tool that I use for time management is saying no. Yeah, that's exactly right. I say no to things that are not within my priority list, right? So I lost a lot of friends who didn't understand that I was building a business, and they were super upset that I wouldn't go to movies, I wouldn't go drinking, I wouldn't go partying with them, and I would instead stay at home and work on the projects that I'm working on. And they're like, wow, you're a robot, you're a loser, all this stuff. And eventually they stopped calling because I said no enough times. And, well, they're still partying and trying to figure out how to make money. You know what I mean? So you want to be able to say no, and you should be okay with that. Now, for those of you who are people pleasers, who are not able to say no, you now have my permission to say no to things and people that does not serve you, and just say, my coach Turk told me I got something else to do, and I really cannot do this now, whatever that you're being pulled. So that's really important, being able to say no. Ability to prioritize is a key. You must learn how to do that. Now, before we can do that, you need to know your values, right? Values are really important because they guide your decisions. But the second thing is prioritize. The way that I look at it is this. I cannot think two thoughts simultaneously. I cannot do with my 100% attention and efficiency two things at the same time. Yeah, let that sink in for a while, because multitasking is a fallacy that was believed to be true in the 80s, and then they realized that brain is not engineered that way. So for me, when I'm prioritizing things, I look at these things about the questions that I ask, because sometimes that I really need to increase my fun. So, you know, I need to recharge my batteries. Under those circumstances, I don't really want to do another something. I would much rather go to the movies with my friends, right? And then at other times, they're not. Well, speaking of movies, today, it was a really hot day. I'm in Charlotte at the moment, 90 degrees with 90% humidity. It was super hot. And so I go, it would be really good to go to movies today. It was hot. I didn't want to be bothered with stuff. And I wanted to just go watch Wonder Woman, 2.5 hours. Just zonk out. But I knew this call was coming, And that 2.5 hours, although it would have been a really nice break for me, instead, I took about 45 minutes nap, and then I kind of think about the call today and some kind of do a little bit more prep time. So you must learn to prioritize, and when you're prioritizing, it's the two questions that I ask myself. In order to do this, what am I not going to do? So what is this thing eating up of my time? And the second is, what's the large impact of this behavior, right? So if I need to recharge my battery so I can be a better speaker, yeah, that's a really important thing for me at this moment, because I don't want to be on Larry's call and sounding lethargic, right? So this is an ongoing thing, though, based on where you are and how you feel. It's a really combination of things, prioritizing. Three, now, I mentioned this in the last meeting, or 2 weeks ago. I almost, 99% of the time I don't violate this, is a daily meditation. That's usually the first thing that I do. It allows me to be kind of figure things out, meaning that I can hear my inner voice and the things that I want to do. It takes 15 minutes of my day, first 15 minutes. And if my first 15 minutes is I cannot be in charge of it, there is no way in hell that I'm going to be able to be in charge of rest of my waking hours. So that's really important. If you do not meditate, you are doing yourself disservice. You're doing your family disservice. You're doing your community disservice. And it is super easy. The way I teach it, sit somewhere quietly, set an alarm for 15 minutes, and that's it. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Make it really boring, and then that should work. Now, after the meditation, and I know in last meeting, a lot of people ask about some book recommendation. When it applies to the time management, there are two books that I highly recommend. One is GTD. That's from David Allen, Getting Things Done. It's from the 90s. It's a really, really good book. I apply it. And please, if you haven't read it, read it. If you want to get it in Audible, get it in Audible. So there are two things that came out of that GTD system that really works great for me. One is two-minute rule. Two-minute rule is this. If you have something that you can finish in 2 minutes, go ahead and do it. Don't file it. Don't procrastinate. 2 minutes, go ahead and do it. Now, if it's going to be 5 minutes, don't do it. But if it's 2 minutes, you have to go get it done. And the other thing that was really helpful for me is inbox. I'm going to explain to you how I use that for myself. So get the book GTD. I mentioned the name of this book on the last call. It is The Power of Full Engagement. That, too, is a really great time management book. It covers about your personal recovery and rest time as it relates to the rest of your life. So, and of course, learn 80-20 rule. There is no a better tool than that. Now, I'm a big follower of routines. I'm a really boring guy. It takes me a while to find things that I like, but once I find them, I kind of stick to them. So habits are like that. One of my companies is dog training, and I know a dog learn a behavior in 3,000 to 4,000 reps. Whew. Lucky for us, humans, we do it in 21 days. So you want to think in terms of, if you have a habit that you see other people have that you want to have, just put it on your calendar and just keep doing it until it becomes a habit. It's only 3 weeks. It really is. Like if you start something tomorrow morning, by the time the next call comes in, and when we do your call in 2 weeks, you're going to be more than halfway there. So please, get into making routines. Now, one thing that's, so let's talk a little bit about the following your body's rhythm. So this is one of those really very little talked about stuff in the corporate world where it's all go, 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 go. I don't care, you know, what else you're doing, but I need you to do this now kind of a world. And trust me, although I'm talking about time management now, that's kind of funny that I want that from my employees as well. I need them to respond to me fast. And I'm assuming people who contact you also want that. So if I have 8 hours free time tomorrow, but let's say I feel like crap, right? So I'm not in a good place. My body is tired. So yeah, maybe I can try to go through the motions of doing something, but I won't be fully engaged. I will not give my full 100% potential. So it's going to result in either I have to go back and fix it, right, to make it right, or I won't be able to do it, period. So it is kind of important to know where you are, because, and if you go back to the chunking time, now you understand how that works. So if I feel like crap, right, then I don't want to do something important. Let's lay this in my, like a daily routine. So when I'm meditating in the morning, I'm really in a good space. When I get up is when I do my brain stuff. That's my body is really up and running. In the mornings, I'm really good till about 11 o'clock or noon. And then I start getting a little bit lethargic till about 4 or 5 o'clock. And then I pick up again. I'm good for another 3-4 hours. And then usually after dinner, I kind of rest. Around 10 o'clock, I have another couple hours in me. So I know this because I wrote it down. So remember what I asked you in the last meeting, to get yourself something to write with and really keep track of your body's natural rhythm. Now, when you're doing this, please remember, if you're drinking 6 cans of Monster, right, you're actually changing your body's rhythm. It's okay, but you want to remember those things. Don't fool yourself, because you cannot fool your body. So I go with my body's rhythm, and of course, that's where the meditation really comes in. And also, if I'm doing a lot of things, I try to turn them into some sort of a game. For example, if I have a lot of calls, let's say that you're going to call realtors, you're going to make offers. So go ahead and get yourself an, I don't know, 80 list or 100 listings or whatever. And then what you want to do is you want to carve a chunk of time. Let's say, okay, if I'm going to make 90 calls, I'm going to give myself an hour and a half or 2 hours, but I need about 15 minutes in between to kind of rest. And I turn my phone on to do not disturb. And I play the game of how many calls can I make in 90 minutes? So something like that is always helpful. And lastly, and this was really important for me when I discovered it, do not plan more than 20% of your day, because life is going to throw you a monkey wrench. I saw this in a bumper sticker. I thought it was really funny. It said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. And that happens to me often. So I'll have a full day schedule, or I used to. And then, you know, someone calls in sick, and a car wreck, this happened, that happens. So I can't really get wins. So, but if I schedule only 20 minutes or 20% of my day, not minutes, 20% of my day, now I have more room. So the way that I go about the book, I have a normal sized notebook. I start from the last page forward. So think of it like not your traditional way of reading book, but from the back page towards front. That's my inbox. Everything goes into that. If I have an idea, I put it here. This is a list of some of the things that's in my inbox. This is many pages, but check out and join the Rotary Club. Buy a safe for the house. Learn kiteboarding. Learn shorthand. Send HUD to Don. Write a job description for an office manager. Order pet alert stickers. Renew dog trainer's insurance. Storage, still using the Chase credit card. See, if a thought pops into my brain, I immediately dump it in here so I don't have to worry about it. All I do is in my scheduled time for me to go back to the list and work from it based on how I feel. And the rest of the book is I start from the other side, and each day I kind of put things that I want to do. For example, today I had 5 things scheduled. Send W-9 and bill to Larry Goins. Had a successful meeting with a guy who wants to buy one of my businesses. Send a feedback on a car wrap. Renew insurance. And call Goldman. That's it. That's what I planned. Now, I had a really busy day. You know, it's been like I've done hundreds of things. But these 5 things, based on my priority list, were the most important things. and they got done. So these are really important. And this book, the way that I work it, you can Google it online. There's a guy called Bullet Journal, bullet like the one in your gun, and journal like your daily journal. Now, since he developed this many years ago, and I've been using this system for 5 or 6 years now, he became famous, and I'm sure he's going to try to sell you some stuff. And by all means, I use it myself. But I think if you dig deep into their blog or something, you'll be able to find the instructions on how to do this. Now, that's been about 40 minutes or so. So I'm going to go ahead and stop now. So this was, once again, Advance Success Accountability Program for Larry Goins. Again, there's no selling here. Larry is committed to your success. He wants to brag about how awesome you are. And we don't have any skin in the game. It's just kind of these tools are for you to be successful. You already paid for it. This is already done. We're at your disposal to make things happen. If you need to send some emails, please call email ASAP@LarryGoins.com. These calls are twice a month, first and third Monday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Our next call is scheduled for July 3rd. That's going to be actually on my road trip, talking about time management and vacation from earlier time. A cousin of mine is visiting from overseas. We're going on a road trip. So we're leaving Charlotte on the 1st, going all the way to Seattle, and then go down on Pacific Coast, down to Orange County, and take the southern route back. So we're going to do about 24, 25 days of road trip. It's really great, and my business is going to run. Everything is going to be just fine because I've done all the time management stuff ahead of time. So our next call, of course, I won't be doing while we're driving. And the next call, which is on the 3rd of July at 9 p.m., is scheduled for goal setting. Sometimes that takes two calls. But if you guys are willing to play, I'll stay as long as I can. Again, my name is Turk Akbay. My email through Larry Goins is asap@LarryGoins.com. If you need to reach out to me, in the social media, you can find me by Googling #Turkism. Other than that, this has been my pleasure, and it's really been my privilege to be able to give you this phone call. I'm looking forward to speaking with you. I'm looking forward to be with you on 3rd of July. Have a nice evening.